Music stop.
Okay, now when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you dear, precious Blood River Radio supporters and listeners out there. I'd like to welcome you to Blood River Radio. That's right, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and we are proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio, a.k.a. with Sam Bushman, and a.k.a. with Jay, and a.k.a. with Miss Teenage America, Miss Lizzie, and Miss Princess of the Prom. They're all tuning them together to keep us this old gray haired, actually well, white haired old dude going. Without them, hey, I just it'd be a disaster of a broadcast probably. But I do remember this much: we are, to the best of my knowledge, we being Blood River Radio, we're the only media outfit that I know in the United States and maybe the world, except for maybe Johan in South Africa. That our one and only mission in life is to fight against the continuing, ongoing operation of anti-white, anti-Christian genocide. That's right, people. These people, powered by Satan, that old serpent, the devil, who God cast out eons ago, his representatives here on earth, and I'll borrow a term from Dear Biscuit, he works through his officer corps on earth, the Jews. And that's just the way it is, folks. I didn't create that. That's just the way it is. But anyway, like I said, you're listening to Blood River Radio, and today is the weekend after Mother's Day. It's May the 7th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2025. There is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. That's the way it is. At least that's the way I firmly believe. And people, you know, we always go to the Lord in prayer before we do anything. We have a fellow here I greatly respect. I love him to death. I consider him my own son. I've always said that spirit is thicker than water. Spirit is even thicker than blood in some ways. That may or may not be true, but I'll tell you what's pretty damn, if it's not thicker, it's pretty daggum close. But anyway, that person I'm talking about is on with me today, and I hope he's ready to do a prayer like he always does. It's my spirit son, Jason Robb. How you doing tonight, Jason?
Hey, I'm doing very good, Eddie. I'm glad being on your show. It's always an exciting day to every time I can come on the show, it's always exciting. And so I'm just thankful for being on here and welcome everyone to the show.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm thankful and grateful that you're here. Like I was telling you during the break before we went on the air, it's been a tough week. And I'll tell the people a little bit about that next week. After we go to the prayer, I'll tell people a little bit of what's been going on, because we are like a family-oriented show, and I know our listeners like to know what's going on with all of us. But so anyway, if you will, Jason, if you'll take us to the Lord in prayer, if you don't mind.
Sure, definitely. So let everyone, if you're listening, please bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. We are thankful for us with the ability to come on the show and help so just sound the alarm about the genocide of our people and our Christian religion. We pray that you'll give each one of us here on the show and those listening the strength to remain faithful. We're thankful for this show that we are able to sound these good words of faithfulness to our listeners. We're thankful for Eddie Miller for producing the show and Liberty News Network. Without them, law people out there would probably be lost and not knowing what's happening in this world. So we're just thankful for Eddie. We pray for his faithfulness. We pray for his health and just continue to keep him in the fight. We're thankful for all the donators to the show, that they're the ones that able to keep everyone or keep the show on the air. And we are just thankful that we have a faithful and merciful God for his people. We pray that every day when we wake up, we have a sense of urgency to reach our people. We're thankful for everything you do for us, and we ask all this in your holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jason, for giving that to prayer. You always do really, really well. Sometimes I don't really feel worthy. That's not being, theatrical or whatever. Sometimes I just don't feel like, you know, maybe the Lord does not want to hear me because it hadn't been just, you know, I hadn't been a good boy or something. But anyway, I did like that sometimes, but I really appreciate you saying that.
I always say, Eddie, every day, you know, with the grace of God, you know, we can every day start over and, just continue this fight, and it's a struggle. I mean, it really is. Anyone that has been involved in this racial cause for years, and they know it's a struggle, not only physically and mentally, but also financially, and it wears a person down. And that's why it's so important that internally we always remember that this is a holy racial war. And this is something that if we are not able to do it, then who else will, you know? And so we always have to take that in consideration, every time, you know, we just think, are we able to do stuff, you know, or what I'm saying, you know, is that really going to reach the listeners and everything like that? And, you know, God's word will never return void, and we don't know who is listening to us, what person we're going to inspire to pass it on to their children and grandchildren, and so it's hard to think about that sometimes, you know, when we see what's all happening around us. But you're doing a really fantastic job, Eddie. Never take that for granted.
Well, you know what? It makes my day. And Lord knows I'm not trying to be theatrical. What is that they call it? A drama king or queen or whatever. But, boy, it does wear you down sometimes, especially when your health's not quite as great as it should be.
Right.
But I really appreciate that. And it is a struggle, man. I'm telling you what. But even I heard a fellow talking to you the other day on the radio on the home, on the way home from the VA hospital. And he was pointing out even the Apostle Paul, he struggled and struggled. And no one knows. There have been many debates on what the thorn in the Apostle Paul's side was. Some people said that it was a sexual struggle with sex, and it's one of the greatest struggles there is. It's constantly there, this lust. And it's what he was saying. And even all the apostles had to struggle against that, had to struggle against everything we struggle against. And so, matter of fact, and I'll shut the hell up after I say this, I can't quote it, but it goes something like this. The Apostle Paul said, "I know not why I do what I do. For I do not do what I want to do, but I do what I don't want to do." Even the Apostle Paul. There's no one greater than the Apostle Paul. Not even St. Peter. But anyway, see, it is a struggle. I really appreciate you saying that. It is pointing it out. I really do, because we do need friends and loved ones. And I consider you a precious spirit son. And we do need that. And to help us keep us going. But just a quick outline to tell people what's going on with me. Thank God I was able to get off of these hideous drugs of metoprolol and apixaban. That's some bad juju. And I was able to get off of today. I went to this doctor yesterday at the VA, and they're pushing, speeding me up with my heart ablation. Go in Wednesday, come out, go one night in ICU. Cardiac ICU, just to watch them for bleeding, et cetera, et cetera. Have to wear a little a loop monitor for a couple of days, and they're going to turn me loose. But I'm very optimistic. Since I'm off these drugs, In fact, the doctor knows I want to do this New York Marathon November 2nd. Come back 1 month later and do the Memphis. And then after that, folks, this old fart, I'm going to start training for my first ultra with the Mamba Trail Runners. Anyway, that's just what's going on. And I know people take it because I hear people that listen to us. How are you doing? How's Rand doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they take interest in us. But anyway, a quick outline before we have to go to a break. There were no donors this week, and that's fine, but we have enough to keep us going. Next week, we start our German history series. I'll tell you the rest of what's going on as soon as we come back, folks. Be right back.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for coming in here, and thank you for being our friends here, not just me, but Jason and everybody that comes down here to Blood River. Thank you for being their friend and supporting us. God knows we couldn't do it without you. And there's a handful of people out there, but keep in mind, only a handful that supports us, only a handful that even, you know what, was so sad. And I was going off on the white race just the other day to my daughter. I said, you know what, I'm getting where I hate white people worse than I do our enemy almost, because so many are race traitors. And I don't know which is worse, Jason, a race traitor, a self-hating race traitor, or someone who's just totally ambivalent. As a matter of fact, General Nick Glasnevik said something like that, ambivalence. What was that he said? I'll just say ambivalence, like for the word, is the new atheism. But and I get down and get disgusted, and I get back up. But I didn't want to take up so much time. I know I eat up valuable time bitching about stuff like that. But I thought our people would like to know, hey, once I'm off that metoprolol, I'm off. In a couple of days, in fact, I'm going to be running the day before I go in to have my surgery. Anyway, to finish the outline, Jason's on this hour. Jason, thank God, is going to be on for the first or second hour. And when it's the second hour, we'll pick up this kid named Scott, a.k.a. Kilroy. Yeah, Kilroy. I get these nicknames mixed up, folks, because they have sensitive positions. Anyway, Scott Kilroy, he'll be on second hour. It'll be primarily Scott and Jason the second hour. I hate to admit it, I've prepared very little. I could do, and I'm not tooting my own horn, I could do probably 10 hours of radio, 12 hours, 14 hours from what I've read in the past. from Dr. Stanley Monteith. All the stuff he had. But anyway, I got to shut the hell up. I'm just going on and on and on and on, and on forever. So, if you will, Jason, go ahead. I've got a bunch of outline here of 1,000 things to talk about, but I'm leaning on that young, smart brain of yours, that lawyer brain, buddy.
Well, that might get all of us in trouble.
Well, you can get us out because you're a lawyer.
Well, I want to say two things real quick. I know we have several things to talk about, but one is you had mentioned about no donors. People out there that are listening really need to make sure they are adamant. Every month, just send some money to Blood River Radio. It's and until we win this war. It is a holy war we're involved in, the actual survival of our people. Until that is done, we're always going to need money for this battle and this struggle. So I really would like to encourage the listeners out there, send $10, $15, $20, $30 a month to Blood River Radio. It's vitally, vitally important. My dad will always say, so often people say, well, you're always asking for money. And he says, well, it's the same as if you were in a war and you're fighting and you're out of bullets, and all of a sudden he's like, hey, I need more ammunition, and the person next to you says, well, we just gave you ammunition. Well, I need more ammunition, and it's the same thing with finances, is that money is always going to be used to get the message out. So the listeners out there really need to make a concerted effort to, every month, kind of like tithe, send that money in to Blood River Radio. It's vitally, vitally important. And then the second thing I want to say, Eddie, is Nehemiah 4:15, talking about fighting. There's a quote that one of my favorite quotes is in Nehemiah 4:14, and Nehemiah says, "Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughter, your wives and your houses." And so that is something we all need to take that to heart, that every day we need to be fighting for ourselves, fighting for our children, fighting for our wives, our husbands, our homeland. This is an important thing that we are involved in. And if anyone has seen what is going on in South Africa, and I'm kind of leading into what I would like to maybe talk about a little bit.
Yes.
Is South Africa, and as everyone has seen, is there such an uproar right now about the 47, I believe, refugee families that has come over, and it's lit a firestorm. It's amazing, the firestorm is lit with these liberals, the Jewish supremacists, not the conservatives, but the Marxists, the communist crowd, the non-whites. They just despise the fact that we would be allowing good white Christian farmers into America from South Africa. And that is something that, to me, is hopeful, because we are seeing really a light being shined on the atrocities and the genocide of our white brothers and sisters in South Africa. And it's good to see that. And obviously this show was started on raising awareness of the genocide in South Africa. And so it's really good to see that, that the Trump, regardless of how aggressive it's going to be, that at least he's taken the stand and say, hey, we need these South Africans coming over here, and shedding the light that there's genocide actually happening. And it's causing a lot of people, I think, starting to, especially on social media, they're looking on social media and they can actually see the genocide that's happening over there. They can see the black, the African National Congress and the other black terrorists over there, the leaders, basically saying, kill the Boer, kill the farmer. And that has been a chanting, a chanting scene, if you want to call it, for the last, since the '60s. Kill the Boer, kill the farmer. That has been their slogan. And so it's good to see that there's now light being shown regarding the genocide of these white farmers, our racial brothers and sisters.
You know, Justin, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know if I've sent you this article or not, because it was so late preparing this week. If there's an article I picked up from the Times of Israel, it says South Africa's chief rabbi lauds, keep in mind, folks, a rabbi. I don't think they're Catholic or Presbyterian or whatever. I think there's probably a Jew. It's always Jews all the time. Maybe anti-Semitic since I said that. But anyway, it says he lauds Trump, but calls his Afrikaner policy a mistake, as the U.S. turns away all refugees aside from white South Africans, calling their persecution at home a genocide. Warren Goldstein says the portrayal is a mischaracterization. He said there is no genocide over there. He said that's conspiracy theory, that there's nothing going over there. What a lying Jew. But you know what? That's what they do. That's what Jews do. They lie. I mean, you know, their father, God, their father, the devil, he was the first liar, if I'm not mistaken. That's one of the things he was kicked out of, many of the many things he kicked out of heaven for. But and like you said, Jason, I think it's a blessing in disguise that the people that really matter, some people I know see what's going on, and they still hate Trump for it. And Lord knows, right, I'm not the big Trump fan, because he's, better than Biden, I guess.
Sure.
But some of the things he's done, I mean, this right here, if nothing else, is stirring up a hellstorm to put the light, shine the light, the cleansing light of day on the huge global-wide white genocide that's going on. And you see the same old suspects are always the one that raise the most hell about it. But yeah, people can pick that up. If you go into the Times of Israel, it's not hard to find at all. It just says that the refugee problems are not unique to the white community. You know, how can they say that? Oh, and before I forget, I meant to say this earlier. I know this is kind of off the bill. If people talking about Jason's talking about sending in a few contributions, that'd be great. And here's how you could do it. And I always forget to do this. If you will send in a donation, we'll send you one of the finest books you'll ever want to see about white discrimination. And it's Dark Medicine that Jason wrote. I've still got a supply of them. It's worse than you think in the medicine. And I'll get off this rabbit trail in just a second. But Lord knows, as much as I love the VA, the doctors and the nurses I go to, I'm really blessed. I have the best doctors, best nurses in the world, and the best of some of the pharmacologists. You would not believe their credentials. But all the bean counters, it's like you being in Rwanda or Chad. It's just black, 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 black. If you're not a professional, if you're not a cardiologist, or if you're not a PharmD that specializes in cardiac arrhythmic medicines, you're black. And they screw up your appointments. They change the doctor's appointments. And pretty soon, according to this in this book right here, and it points out the people who control the medical schools in the United States, they said, if incoming people, white people, especially white men, if you're white, especially if you're male, you need not apply for medical school. But you need to send in a request. You need to ask for a copy of this Dark Medicine. Jason, I forgot, what do we have to charge to break even on that? Do you remember?
We had a donor who said that they are willing to they're covering the cost. So that's not even on the table. It's just it's his way to help get that message out. Even though I wrote it, we have some really good people in our organization that is doing that for their part in their ministry to help, you know, whenever we can with, you know, Blood River Radio, with Paul Fromm. So we've been giving these books out. And to in our way to help these organizations, and so the
and we just also have Paul from the great publication of the Clergy Reports. We'll be right back, folks. Hang on your seats.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Devastating tornadoes in several states, at least 14 dead in Kentucky, 7 more in Missouri.
More than a dozen dead in Kentucky as severe storms, including a likely tornado, tears through the southeastern part of the state Friday night. National Weather Service meteorologist Billiman Gertson in Louisville.
There's been homes that have been severely damaged to unrecognizably flattened in some areas.
Meanwhile, Gertson says there's a potential for more severe weather.
Also, another concern is the potential for flooding as we get multiple rounds of rain.
I'm Julie Walker.
Action from the highest court in the land.
The Supreme Court extended its order temporarily blocking the Trump administration from swiftly deporting alleged Venezuelan gang members being detained in portions of Texas, chastising the administration for not giving them more due process. The emergency decision prevents authorities from removing the migrants under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 as a legal challenge proceeds, a win for the American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU, which is suing on the migrants' behalf. But the justices declined the ACLU's additional request to leapfrog the lower courts to immediately take up the issue on whether President Trump can invoke the rarely used law outside of wartime. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, Vice President J.D. Vance headed back to the Vatican City. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The vice president will attend Pope Leo XIV's inaugural mass at the Vatican on Sunday. The White House says the U.S. delegation will also include Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Vance is the first Catholic convert to serve as vice president. He was one of the final people to have an audience with Pope Francis before he died last month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips, anytime, anywhere. Join us at LibertyNewsRadio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in. We were just talking about how the hell it is to grow up as a kid into a vastly predominant black neighborhood. I mean, it's worse than Vietnam in some ways. I cannot tell you the horror that it was. But anyway, every white person in the world, I wish they could do an orientation, so to speak. I don't want them to be killed. Maybe roughed up pretty good. Maybe a few stitches here and there. To see what it's like, and then come and criticize the bombardier about, oh, you're such a racist. Anyway, back to you, Jason, son. I'm terrible about getting off on these damn rabbit trails, but go ahead, back to you, son. I know we got more to cover we can possibly cover. I need to shut my damn mouth.
You know, we were talking, you know, about the white South Africans, you know, the refugees recently that was admitted here in the United States, and that is something to me that is very exciting to see, because what's happening is we are really witnessing a time where people are no longer afraid to talk about the white genocide. We see people like, you know, your conservative commentators like Matt Walsh and Tucker Carlson, and even, you know, numerous shows on Fox News, American News Network, you know, for example, all of them are openly talking about the reason that there's such an uproar of these white families coming into the United States from South Africa is because they're white. And so they're not being shy about it. They're saying they're white people. Blacks are discriminating against the whites. They're being killed by the blacks are killing the whites. They're killing the children are there. They're killing the women. They're raping the women. I mean, there is like severe atrocity that's happening in South Africa with the whites. And these white people that's been living in South Africa, they've been there for over 400 years. You know, the Dutch, they've settled that in the 1600s. And a lot of people don't understand that when the Dutch settled in South Africa, there was hardly any blacks at all in South Africa. And a lot of people don't understand that, is they were in more in your northern part, in the central part of Africa, but there was very a small amount of blacks that actually lived in South Africa, even in the 1600s. And so when the Dutch settled it, it was a wilderness like America. They built a beautiful country and civilization, Priora, you know, South Africa. All of that area was a first class nation all the way up until the late 1990s. And so we all know that, you know, apartheid ended, and, you know, I think it was around 93, 95. By, you know, the white trader de Klerk and all the white liberals there that ended apartheid. And what happened then is South Africa then started deteriorated. It started going back in the Stone Age. And then you have the blacks there that were all communists. And Nelson Mandela, he was a communist. He was in prison. He was released and became president. And so there's the hatred against whites that's been there for a very, very long time. And now, because they are in control, white South Africans, I think, constitutes about 7% of the population in South Africa. And so you literally have white communities that are basically on guard 24/7 because there is an open attack to kill the white people, the white farmers. And it can happen during the daytime, it can happen at night. And so there's you're talking about a genocide. That is a definition of genocide. And people don't care about the genocide against white people, you know. They only care about the genocide of if it's a non-white. But the white people, they don't care about the genocide of white people. And so that's why you have blacks who's not alarmed about it, you know, in the media here in the United States, or the Jewish media members. They're not alarmed about that. They're using as a talking point, saying, oh, it's a racist policy because we're allowing 47 white people actually come into the United States. You know, and if it was 47 illegal families from South America, then it would be okay. But since they're white people, it is not okay. I mean, and so people are actually actively talking about the horrors that's happening in South Africa. I was at a conference a couple about a month ago, and I was talking to a guy who's actually been living here in the United States for a good 30 years. He has a family here, but he's from South Africa. He still has families in South Africa. And I was talking to him, and I said, and this was before Trump said, hey, I'm going to allow refugees coming in from South Africa. I said, do you think that you'll have a lot of white South Africans coming over to the United States? And he said, my opinion, he said, you'll have some, but most of them are not going to come over. He said, they're going to fight, they're going to stay, that's their homeland, and they're going to do whatever they can to preserve their homeland. And so that is something to me, kind of said a lot about the Boers, the white South Africans over there, is that's their homeland, and they're going to fight like hell to preserve it. And the more we see this atrocity against South Africa, I think you're going to start seeing a lot more newspapers, media, really showing a plight of the discrimination against white people. And that's going to be obviously an excellent talking point of what's happening here in the United States and in Europe and all our white sister nations. We see this immense hatred to the point where now they are openly talking about killing white people. They're not silent about it now. They're openly saying we need to kill white people, children, women. We need to just destroy them all. And when you have highly public figures in your black communities and your sellout whites or your Jewish organizations that are openly advocating that, you're really drawing a line in the sand, and our people are starting to see that.
You know what? You nailed it. We hadn't done it in a long time, but I'm going to do it. They don't just kill these people. They don't just torture them. Here's some of the stuff they do. They kiss these people. They being these black feral savage animals, beast of the field, whatever you want to call them, Satan's infantry. They catch these white people when they're alone. And once if you've ever been caught by a black and you're totally defenseless, God help you. God only help you. They take them, Jason. And here's one of the things they love to do. And this is fact. This is document. They love to get these huge pots and get it boiling with cooking oil or diesel fuel, anything that they can get boiling. And I like to catch these white people and boil them to death. They like to, they cut their limbs off. They cut them up and mutilate them. First of all, what they like to do, one of the things they like to do, they being the blacks, they like to rape the younger the better. And they like to do it in front of the parents. Rape and kill the children. And then after they're done with that, rape the men too. And then they cut them up. They love to cut them up and boil them. The hatred is off the scale. White people, by and large, except if you're some kind of weirdo, I guess, like Charles Manson, you can't understand that. We can't relate to that. But that goes on all the time in South Africa. And then we used to talk about that all the time on Blood River Radio. But that's true. The torture is off the scale. I'm going to tell you something else. Another thing, the Jews, it's always the damn Jews. The Jews came in. I don't have their names right now. I used to. If I had time, I'd try to pull them up. Jews came in and installed the communist Nelson Mandela and his wife, Winnie. Winnie used to go around and she made this song called Necklacing. And it was, she talked about how she'd necklace their enemies. What they love to do, they take a tire, a rubber tire, a tire that's got a lot of rubber in it, and they cut it in half and put it on a person's neck. They fill it up with some kind of a petrol, diesel fuel, gasoline, something to burn. They set it on fire while their innocent person is tied and can't move, and that rubber melts and burns all over their body. I mean, the torture is beyond belief. And I'd like to point something else. One thing that one reason I just hate this United States government. The United States government and all other Western governments stood aside. And the reason the South Africans could not have wiped those niggas out in 1 week, they knew that they would be bombed and they would be invaded by the United States and Britain and all these other Western nations that are controlled by the Jew. We'll say a little bit more about that when we come back from this break, last break of the first hour. We'll be right back, folks.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio, thank you so much. We were talking about old Psycho Dyke. I'll have to tell y'all about Psycho Dyke one of these days. One of the sweet gentlemen, wannabe gentleman that I ran into at the park a while back. I'll tell y'all about that one of these days. Anyway, before I go back to Jason, I was going to say, if Trump or any other white president had the intellectual, the courage, what they should do is invade South Africa and just make open warfare on those niggas over there. And just clean them up, clean that country up, get rid of those niggas, and make that country safe for the people that actually did install that modern government of that modern civilization over there. And Jason is absolutely right. The group of a very small amount of niggas that were over there in South Africa in the beginning, they were called Hutus. They were kind of like dwarves, and they were like Bushmen, they called them. They were totally opposite from the Watusis. They were like 7 feet tall, and they were like hunter gatherers living back in the Stone Age. They were living the same way they did 5,000 years ago, and the Niggs came to South Africa. The same reason they come to everywhere white people settle, they come for food, modern medicine, clean water, doctors, nurses, electricity, places they can get in out of the way from mosquitoes and the ticks, and they don't have to eat each other anymore. Yes, they do, folks. Cannibalism. Those people, that's why they came, to be around the typical parasitic relationship. And white people, being stupid as we are, they took care of those blacks and fed them and let them breed like rats by feeding them and taking care of them when they should have been getting rid of them. But they couldn't see what was coming. They brought a bunch of ticks inside their head. It's like bringing a bunch of ticks and mosquitoes and termites into your house. And once you get them in there, you can't get rid of them because you have the Jew-controlled countries like the United States of America and the Jewish Deutschland and the Jewish UK. The entire West controlled 100% by these Jews now through their money and their bribery and their blackmail. That's just the way it is. But if there's one, if Trump or any of these other politicians had one cojone, one hair on their derrier ear, they would invade South Africa and protect it. If they didn't have, you know, thin out all the niggas and get rid of them, eliminate them, like I would like to do, they would just make it safe for white people. But they're not going to do that.
I will say this, and I know a lot of people, have their opinions about Trump, and I understand their opinions. But the fact that he's allowed that, the refugees, and he's shed light on that, made statements, I believe that says a lot, because he didn't have to do that. He doesn't have to say that, And so, who knows what else may come down the line, maybe that might be the first part of it. Who knows what's going to happen? For example, that could be a possibility. You could have, the South African blacks say, we're not going to allow white people to leave South Africa, and that's a possibility because they're already starting to confiscate their lands without any compensation. Because the South Africans, the white South Africans, they're farmers and they have a lot of land that they produce for over 400 years, and now the African National Congress has passed a law, I believe last year, that basically says we're going to confiscate your land. We're not going to give you any compensation at all. I mean, literally, they're trying to starve them out. And so the next step is they may say you're not allowed to leave at all because their goal is to kill them. I mean, that's their goal. Their goal is not just take their land and just be nice with them. They want to starve them out. And so that's the first attempt is take your land so you cannot produce anything. You can't have a job. You're not employed. Literally try to starve them out. And then when you're openly saying kill the boar, kill the farmer, that's just basically saying that's hunting season for all these thousands and thousands and thousands of blacks to go out there and start killing these white people. And so they may say we're not going to allow the white communities to leave to the United States. And so it may force Trump's hand to say we are going to send soldiers over there. We're going to send ships. We're going to do something. And so that is a possibility. I think the more bold you see these African these savages over there. With their policies and their willingness to just openly start killing white people, I think it's going to put really a lot of pressure on Trump and his administration to do something. That's what I'm hoping anyway.
That's true. You know what you just said is absolutely true. Even if I've hated Trump, I mean, even if you do, you got to give the so-called the devil is due. You got to give people credit where credit's due. And it is, and you know what? I would never thought anybody would do that, any white president that wanted to be reelected. But now, right. Maybe, Jason, maybe he's seeing the writing on the wall. Maybe he's saying that woke is gone, that wokeism is gone. Who knows? But right. I'll say this, too. You haven't seen him bring in refugees from, in other words, I'm trying to say. He hasn't put boots on the ground in Ukraine against Russians, against our white Russian brothers. That is a good thing. I mean, I never thought any white president would do that. I never did. That took me by total surprise. And you, like you say, also going back to South Africa, and you talked to him, he said that he said a few people would probably come from South Africa, but not many. We have a fellow on here. We'll try to get him on soon. Next time we get him on, we can bring you on. You can talk to him. Rich Hamlin is the one that put me on to him. His name is Johan. I don't remember his last name. He's from South Africa. We try to get him on a lot more, but their internet over there is really hard. It's really hard to keep them on. We worked for a whole hour, me and Lizzie and Jay, trying to get him on. We burned a whole hour. We had him on the second hour, but the whole first hour was burned up trying to get him on. But he said that the white people over there, his organizations, they're waiting. They're waiting. All they want is the word. He said, and they will wipe those blacks out. And he said that the African National Congress and the white Jews that run the whole thing, they have never been worried about a black revolution. He said they're worried about the whites, the Voortrekkers, the Afrikaners standing up and taking back what's theirs. Well, I'll just add again that the Voortrekkers, the Afrikaners, the white South Africans, they know that they won't have to just fight the niggas. They'll have to fight the Western nations as we know it right now. Maybe it'd be great if Trump would stand up and say, I'm not going to allow that. I'm not going to allow South Africa to be bombed, the white South Africans to be bombed and invaded. I'm not going to allow that. But I think that's I don't know what you think, but I think that it's the one thing that's helped white Africans out from driving those niggas out of there, because they don't fear the niggas so much as they do being bombed by fighter planes off American aircraft carriers. Off of British aircraft carriers, being invaded by French and German. That's why I think that's what may have held them back. What's your opinion on that, Jason? Yeah.
No, I think you're right. These black savages over there. I mean, they have an intent to wipe out white people. I mean, that's clearly their intent.
Yes.
And so. You got some of them may say, hey, yeah, we better not do this, but secretly they're still going to be promoting it. I think I sent you thing earlier today. I know you've seen it in the past and other people seen, but this one black, I forget his name, but anyway, he's head of his, yes. I think the ANC or maybe he's the one of the political parties. Where he's chanting, kill the Boer, kill the farmer.
Yes.
And he's in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of blacks. And so he may say,
they're also chanting.
yeah, kill the Boer. So he may officially say, well, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. But you think privately he's not going to tell, that's what we need to be doing.
He knows, and that nig knows. You're absolutely. I know exactly the one you're talking about. I can't think of his name either, but I've seen that same video. But he knows that if it starts, that he in his mind that the white nation would be on his side against the South Africaners. Africaners.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, if they did, though, I'll tell you what. The countries like white countries like the United States, if the United States was to ever start bombing and trying to kill those South Africans, I think that would bring the United States down. So people like me, I despise that government now. And I haven't saluted that flag or sung the Star Spangled Banner or whatever the hell it is in years. Never again for what they've done to us here in the United States. But Jason, I can't believe it. Hey, the first hour is all gone, Jason. Dear Blood River Radio people, hang on. It's going to be me and Jason again, second hour. In the second hour, we're going to pick up Scott Bedell. It'll be primarily Scott and Jason, and I'm going to be bringing them in and out of the breaks. Be right back, folks. Go get you. This is a 5-minute break. Get you some coffee.